How do you celebrate Easter with your family? For Christians, Easter is the highlight of the year as we celebrate the death and resurrection of Jesus. For many kids, the season can be confusing with the emphasis on bunnies and eggs and spring themes. What can a parent do to teach the important truths of Easter? This morning, we're getting some advice on how to make the true significance of Easter a reality for children with Jesse Floria, editor of Focus on the Family's Clubhouse and Clubhouse Junior magazines. And welcome, Jesse.
Well, thank you, Deb. Appreciate that. Good to be on with you guys.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us today. So let's talk a little bit about that. Let's talk a little bit about how today, and even when we were younger, kind of, it was Easter kind of got lost in the commercialism of what's going on. And obviously, that's still a problem today. Talk a little bit about today's world and you know, how they deal with this particular situation.
Well, you're right. There are a lot of distractions around Easter, right? The Easter bunny and the Easter egg hunt and things like that. And what I would encourage parents is, if those add joy to your kids' lives around Easter, then do them, right? Mm-hmm. Do the Easter egg hunt with your kids. Get them the little chocolate bunny. But also have those conversations about the true meaning of Easter. And I just think parents can just take those opportunities of looking around, right? This is a time of year where the lilies are coming up and the trees are budding and the grass is getting green in some parts of the country. And you can say, look at all this new life. Mm-hmm. And we're about to celebrate new life that we can have in Jesus Christ, because he came to earth, he lived a perfect life, he died for our sins, he rose from the dead, and when we believe in him, we can have new life, we can become a new creation. And so just being proactive in those conversations, whether you're driving in the car or walking around the neighborhood, just pointing things out, mm-hmm. and again, getting your kids pointed back to Easter, not just on Easter Sunday, right? Just not on that day, but having those conversations leading up to that time, because like you said it so perfectly, Easter is the pinnacle of Christianity, right? Mm-hmm. It is the most important day of the year, even more so than Christmas, right? Christmas, mm-hmm. baby Jesus, I mean, it's wonderful, but Easter is the reason why Christ came to earth, was for the sole purpose to come and rescue us.
Amen. So, Jesse, Jesus died a cruel death for our sins. And sometimes when we're with little ones, we don't want to focus on that or talk about the sacrifice to young ones. Is it okay to talk about what Jesus did on the cross for us? And if so, how should we communicate that great gift that he made for us?
It's a great question, because you're right. You don't want to watch Passion of the Christ with your 5-year-old, right? I mean,
yeah.
It's just so graphic. I mean, and you don't want to get into the gruesome details of you know, what it felt like when the crown of thorns was pressed down on Jesus' brow. Kids don't need to deal with that right now. All they need to know is that Jesus came and died for your sins. And they'll accept that. I speak almost every week at our Awana group to the kindergarten through second graders and third through fifth graders. And when you're talking to those young kids, you really just have to state the fact that Jesus loved you so much that he chose to die, right? Mm-hmm. God sent his son to die. He had the power to do whatever he wanted as God on earth. But he loved you so much that he died for your sins, and then that was a very sad day. And you have to acknowledge that, right? Good Friday, it's a very sad day when Jesus mm-hmm. died. But 3 days later, he rose from the dead. Mm-hmm. And the scene, oh my goodness, the scene at the garden tomb, right, when the women go there early on Easter morning, and the angels are saying, why are you looking for him here? He's risen, you know.
Right.
Just what a joyous, mm-hmm. glorious story that you can share with your kids. So I think really having the focus on the resurrection, but not sugarcoating the fact that Jesus did come, and he died a horrible death, and it was sad. But again, it was with a purpose, and that purpose was to save you, because God loves you so much.
Yeah. So, Jesse, unfortunately, you know, there's some grandparents that are believers, but maybe their kids mm-hmm. haven't followed that particular, you know, lifestyle or that belief system, and they have kids. They have grandkids that are raised in a home that's not following Christ. What are some ways that you would suggest, without stepping on toes and causing a scene, to be able to communicate to their grandchildren that Jesus died for them?
Right. Yeah, and I can relate to that. I have two grandkids, and again, you know, you raise your kids in their faith, and then they make their own decisions.
Right.
But yeah, I think grandparents can have such a great influence on their grandkids, and so many. There's numerous grandparents who get their grandkids Clubhouse and Clubhouse Junior magazines and send to them in the homes, because every month there's that strong Christian message in the magazine. So I think that grandparents can just live out their faith, and I think that makes the biggest difference. So when they're around their kids or their grandkids, not to be shy to say, hey, here's how Jesus answered a prayer, or here's how I saw God working in my life, and letting the grandkids know that God is real, God is alive and active today, and just being honest about their faith. And then through the magazines, and again, we have a lot of grandparents who send them to their grandkids, in Clubhouse and Club Junior, we make sure at least once a year that we include the sinner's prayer. We give kids an opportunity to pray and accept Christ. Mm-hmm. And we have that in our Easter magazines this year. So in Clubhouse Junior, we have a great story about animals that live a long time, right? The giant tortoise and the Greenland shark, they live a long time. But we say they don't live forever, right? But mm-hmm. God gives us the opportunity to live forever when we pray and accept Jesus. So we make sure that there's, you know, evangelistic tools that grandparents can have and put in their grandkids' hands that, you know, aren't going to be offensive, but are going to share the truth in a winsome way.
We're talking with Jesse Floria, editor of Focus on the Family's Clubhouse and Clubhouse Junior. Now, folks that are listening, Jesse might wonder about the magazines. What age are they for? And maybe some more information about things you have that's special for Easter.
Oh, of course. Clubhouse Junior is our one for younger kids, ages 3 to 7. And again, Bible stories every month, fun jokes, I mean, crafts, activities that draw parents and kids together. And then Clubhouse is actually the longest running children's ministry here at Focus on the Family. We started Clubhouse in February of 1987, so it predates Adventures in Odyssey by about 7 months.
Wow.
And both Odyssey and Clubhouse have been around for a long time, and that's for kids 8 to 12 years old. And if you go to our website, clubhousemagazine.com, there's a little button up the top that says themes, and there's a Christmas tree in it. But if parents click the Christmas tree, it'll take them to another page. They can click on Easter and get all kinds of crafts and activities and stories and things they can do for their families at Easter that are totally free.
Mm, that's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
So give us an example of maybe something that's in the magazine of a way that, you know, family can celebrate Easter, maybe incorporate some of the, you know, secular things that people do, but also incorporate, you know, the Christian side of it as well.
Right. And again, we, I mean, just sitting around a meal, we have some great recipes that families can do, but that also have some, you know, Christian imagery behind it, whether it's hot cross buns or different things that families can make, and then share the meaning of those around the dinner table and go a little bit deeper with that. One thing my family always did, and I still do with my grandkids, is the resurrection eggs, right?
Yes.
Everybody loves the Easter eggs, but resurrection eggs were these pre-made, and I think they still sell them, Easter eggs that come with a little booklet that shares the Easter story, and then the young kids can open up the plastic Easter egg, and maybe it's a rock that symbolizes the stone that was rolled away from Jesus' tomb when he rose from the dead, or the nails that were hammered in, and you can share the Easter story. So again, you're using the little plastic Easter eggs, but you're using them in a very meaningful way.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Well, you have some great advice for us. Do you have any suggestions on what a parent would do, or children's work where kids do read about Jesus and want to accept him as Savior and Lord? What's the next step?
Yeah, the next step is just to pray with them. Because again, once a child understands that they're a sinner, they can see that they have a need for a Savior, right? They're just so innocent, and they're so true, and they're just so black and white in their views. So, you know, and little kids understand it, right? They understand that they lie. Mm. They understand that they get angry with their brothers and sisters, and maybe they hit them, or they took the last cookie without asking, right? So they know that they make mistakes. And once they understand that they sin, they can see their need for forgiveness and finding that true forgiveness that is only offered through Jesus Christ when we believe in him. So just praying that prayer. And again, that's why we always have a prayer included in Clubhouse Magazine every year that allows parents to pray with their kids. My kids and even my granddaughter accepted Christ through the Awana program, because again, there's a section in the book that says, hey, do you want to accept Christ? So it's just asking the question. And that's what's so cool about kids is they'll say, yeah, I do want to accept Christ, because I can see that I make mistakes and I need to be forgiven. And you can just pray with them right there.
Yeah, that's really great. Mm-hmm. That is Jesse Fleuria. He is the editor of Focus on the Family's Clubhouse and Clubhouse Junior Magazines. And Jesse, what's the website where they can go to find out about these magazines?
Of course, yes. Just go to clubhousemagazine.com, and all the information is there. There's buttons to subscribe. You can look at other different stories, great jokes. There's just a lot of information on that website.
Great. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Jesse. Blessings to you.
Yes, thank you so much. Appreciate being with you, Canada.